And we are back on Consumer Advocate Steve Siddall with me, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. And John, you mentioned it at the beginning here that the cost of assisted living is certainly going nowhere but up. Now, just saw an article from The Motley Fool that was measuring the costs of assisted living versus living on a cruise ship. Sounds kind of crazy, long-term cruise ship living. Now, it's surprisingly apparently not as crazy as it seems because it is a thing. And according to their research, the actual cost for a long-term stay on a cruise ship is between $65 and $120 a night. So $3,000 a month versus the average assisted living cost, depending on where you are, around $3,750 a month. Is that really something, John? I mean, living on a cruise ship?
Well, I will tell you from experience, I had a client a couple of years ago that actually did this for almost a year.
Really?
And when they told me what they were doing, I could not get over it. And it wasn't $3,000, Steve. She was actually doing it for about $2,400 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had all – she. I mean, it was hilarious. When I sat down, I'm like, oh, my God, I've never heard this before. So she's sitting down there. She says, listen, he says, we have all these deals. So my husband, he says, we really never traveled much while we were raising our kids. He says, we want to see the world. So she basically was able to go on around-the-world trips on different cruise lines that she had planned and booked out, different ports. Some of these were she was getting deals for like $399 for these interior cabins for like a 5 or 6 day cruise. They go to one port, get on another one, and do the same thing for another week. I think it was like $2,500 a month. I say she was averaging.
Oh my gosh!
And that was including all their foods. They weren't drinkers, which was the big thing. People get nailed on cruise, and so they weren't spending a lot of money on alcohol. So basically, they had all their coffees and their sodas and all that stuff was all included. And so all their meals, they got 3 meals a day, eat as much as they want to eat. She said, if I want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and eat, I can get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and eat. Right. You know, they have an onboard doctor. You know, they didn't do a lot of the excursions, but they did, you know, when they did, they get off and they just never really ate too much on land. He says, I mean, they had some decent money, but they were breaking it down. And the reason she said she did it, she says, I just went through a nasty situation with her father, where her father was in a nursing home for almost 3.5 years. And she watched him blow through almost $300,000 for his care over that period of time. And she's like, we've saved this money. So I do not want the same thing. I want to see something. So it's just, they went for almost 11 months and saw most of the world. They did the Alaskan cruise lines, the European cruise lines, they did the Caribbeans. It was just amazing how they planned it and the time they went into. She said it took her almost 6 months of planning to get involved in it. She says, but it was the best time of their life. And they were actually thinking, she says, honestly, I says, between her, both of their social securities could have covered them living on the cruise ship. It just mind boggled me. And this is almost 3 years. I mean, I think it was just about 3 years ago when this client came in. I just met her at a seminar. And she was telling me how they were just getting ready to do it. She came back almost 18 months later. They absolutely loved it, and they were going to plan on doing it again in 6 months for another year. So they were planning on selling their home. They lived up in Winnetka, up on the north side. So they were sell our home, and so we were going to get a little condo. The two of the kids moved down to Arizona, so they were going to get a condo down in Arizona. And then they were just going to basically travel the world on cruise ships. You know, like I said, their income, they were both teachers. They had great pensions coming in. So, like, we talked about passive income in the last segment.
Sure.
They had great monthly income coming in. They were basically living, and they got to see the world.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so awesome how somebody who worked all their life raising their kids, you know, being very, very conservative, all of a sudden, boom, now they retire and they turn into these two world explorers.
World travelers.
It was absolutely mind-boggling. It was one of the best client meetings I've ever had just to see it and just basically how I just thought was impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
How their whole lifestyle changed. I mean, usually if you're going on trips all your life, you want to continue doing it. You know, if you're not used to going on trips, you don't really do it. You don't really change overnight. These people did a total 100% total change of lifestyle.
I mean, if you're in good health, there's no reason, right? But unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I don't. Not everybody can do that. I mean, there is a whole other world to this.
No, I mean,
as well.
But I will tell you myself. I mean, I was on a cruise ship there about a year and a half ago, and I've seen several people on them cruise ships in wheelchairs. You know, so I mean,
sure.
They do cater for elderly people, and I mean, a lot of them are handicap accessible, and you know, they all have the elevators in them. So I mean, as long as I don't think if you're on feeding tubes or if you need skilled care. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm doing a little research. I found there is a website out there that caters to long-term cruises, and they seem to be very good deals. Again, John, you make a good point. You say you just have to open yourself up to new things, and what happens then is you come in, you meet with you, and work it out.
Absolutely. And like I said, we do the complete income plan for our clients. We do the Social Security maximization report. We'll show them how to maximize their Social Security, get the most out of the system. We're also giving away Coach Pete's 401k survival guide, which talks about the different options as far as even moving your 401ks while you're still working, locking it in right now with the all-time market highs. Still contributing going forward, but at least you're not going to lose what you currently have. And we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will, a power of attorney for finance or for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust, which helps them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
And finally, somebody is offering retirees and pre-retirees, you know, real common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you just need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into really clear instructions. Well, it's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. You'll receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, but most importantly, it's a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose, so just call 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John, this show's flown by. I really want to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we certainly look forward to getting together again next week with new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.